Welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast. Our goal at Wide for the Win is to help authors grow publishing success across multiple platforms and formats through education, training, support, and community. If you're interested in reaching readers around the world, diversifying your income as an author, and exploring the freedom of living a truly indie author life, you've come to the right place.
Greetings, fellow Widelings, and welcome to the weekly Wednesday wide stream from Wide for the Win. That's a lot of W's. Today we have a really fun episode, and if you notice, if you're watching this live, we're coming a little bit later than usual. This is one I really wanted to do live so people have a chance to ask questions, because the topic is working with industry service providers, specifically this week, personal assistants and virtual assistants, and our guest is Rhiannon Futch. So some of you might recognize her from multiple different areas. So number one, Wide for the Win Facebook group admin. She is also our wonderful our founder's Aaron Wright's PA. And she also works with Lisa, and I can't remember her last name right now, with Grounded Chaos, and actually helps others become personal assistants. So with that really quick introduction, I cannot talk tonight. Rhiannon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself from your own words, not just mine? Thank you. You're muted. Hold on. Unmute.
Oh, yes. Sorry. That was me. I unmuted and I forgot.
Oh, geez. I'm like, I can't unmute you. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. So let's try this again.
Yes. That's Lisa Ferrette. She is actually there in the comments, and she and I are business partners teaching other PAs or other people how to become PAs for authors specifically. Basically, we teach them about the author world so that when they go to help an author, they're not having to train them, because nothing sucks quite so much as getting somebody to help you and you have to stop for 6 months and tell them how to help you. So our aim is to kind of help out with really shortening that time, because you might have to still get used to each other, but they will at least have the foundational knowledge. And as for what I personally do, a little bit of everything. It depends on the client and how we work together. With Erin, she will tell you and the whole entirety of the world.
You're her brain.
Yes.
That's how she always says it to me. It's like, Rhiannon's my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And her conscience about, you know, her back and taking care of it and all the things. You know, but for other authors, I do like Kickstarter fulfillment or audio processing, the AI audio processing, so that you know, on their Google accounts. I work in a variety of ways, just depending on the author that I'm working with. Everybody cannot have a Rhiannon. There is not enough of me.
Yeah, Angela just made or stated in the comments, everybody needs a Rhiannon. Yes, we do. Unfortunately, there's only one of her to go around.
Yes, that's why we're training people.
Exactly. So what is the name of this training program? It's Grounded Chaos, correct?
Yes. Grounded-chaos.com.
Awesome. And if you notice, if you're watching this as opposed to listening later on in the podcast, Rhiannon's title is author chaos coordinator, which I have always loved. I think it is a spot on. I don't think you could have picked a better name, honestly, because, you know, like, having done this author thing for, okay, hold on, carry the one, 12 years now, it can be chaos. So I love that you and Lisa are doing this, where you're actually helping to shorten that period of learning, because even if somebody's an experienced PA outside of the author world, as any author who has been around for more than about 5 seconds can tell you, there is so much to learn just about our industry.
Yeah.
That I think that is going to be a huge benefit to not just your clients, your students, I should say, but also to their clients in the future.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you a question. And this is one we have had brought up in Wide for the Win quite a lot. Mm-hmm. At what point, okay, so I am a fairly new author. I'm making maybe $500 an hour. This is hypothetical, of course. At what point in my career should I start looking into maybe hiring a PA?
That depends on you and your specific author needs. For some, they may start early in their career before they really got a whole lot of back catalog and get somebody in there to do their marketing because they're shit at it.
Yeah. Which a lot of authors are, or at least they think they are.
Yeah. And really, a lot of times it's not so much about being good at it as it is just actually putting your book out there. Which is super hard for most authors because imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a PA whose job it is to go to the various, to like paid newsletters or ad sites and make the posts for your books, then it becomes a lot easier, even if it does cost you more.
Okay. So what... In your experience working with other PAs as well as authors, what is your experience? One of the most common things that authors need help with and something that might be consideration why they would want to hire a PA?
Organizing and not taking on too much.
No, say that isn't so. No, authors don't take on too much, especially wide authors. No.
And that is why I have moved into doing accountability sessions for my authors. That's all I do for certain authors. Just twice a month, we meet up, we talk about what they plan to do, what they can actually do.
I know the people in the comments, imposter syndrome, my struggle, too much. What's that?
Yes.
I think we all know that. So organizing... In what ways can a PA help specifically? What could an author be helped with, I guess?
Well, metadata for one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about every author, but a lot of authors, their metadata is here and there and here, and you have 15 files to find everything you need. Whereas I and my clients have our stuff in one centralized location, depending on the author. It's Xtiles or Notion. And that way we can...
Plain old Excel or, spreadsheets. I know a lot of people hate spreadsheets, but I used to be a spreadsheet hater until I became an author. And now they are my saving grace because exactly like you said, all my metadata is in one place. Even if it's just a Word file. Where I've got, so for my one series, I have one Word file that has everything in it. And it's by book in order of the series. So it's got the title, the series number, or the series name, the series number, all of my links, it's all there. So I can see, from my perspective, if I still hated spreadsheets or that kind of like, where do I even start organizing? That is some place where I could see, because you were mentioning before we started on the show, that you're still taking on occasional clients for, like one-offs.
Yeah.
That could be a great way if you don't have the finances, perhaps, or you don't think you're going to need a PA, regularly. Just helping you get started on organization, I think, could be a huge leg up in this industry. Because think about this. If you're applying for a BookBub feature deal and you need all of your BookBub or all of your retailer links to make it easier for BookBub, are you going to go track them down on all the sites, or are you just going to go grab your handy dandy spreadsheet or your Xtiles or your Notion or whatever and go grab your links right there? They're all on one page. You could hire a PA, like on a one-time deal and say, hey, here's all my information. Can you stick it to spreadsheet for me? because I hate spreadsheets, but I need this information. That's a really great idea. I never would have thought about hiring a PA for like a one-off like that.
Yeah.
So see, we're already having fun. Every time I do these, I learn stuff. It's great. So what was the other question I wanted to ask? I just forgot. It was there half a second ago, and now it's going to see. I need a Rhiannon as a brain. Oh my gosh. So I did ask you if you were taking on new clients, which is how that topic came up. Mm-hmm. And you said not so much right now, except for accountability and the one-offs.
Yeah. Yeah, I am taking accountability clients.
Jess says, here's the disaster I created. Please fix it.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
exactly. All right, so I asked the question about when in your career would you go for it? How would you determine, okay, if you're an author, which you are, how would you determine what tasks you want to hand off to a PA if you were to hire a PA on a regular basis?
I think it's best to go into that with an open mind.
Okay.
Because it depends really a lot on you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we all have our own control issues.
Mm. Yeah.
There's things that the very, you know, we'd love somebody else to do them, mm-hmm. but the very idea of having somebody touch it and possibly mess up the stack is not okay.
Yeah.
So it really depends on you and your PA, VA, whatever. Mm-hmm. For some people, I really suggest getting somebody, you know, local, in person, that can be face to face with you.
Mm-hmm.
And for others, online, even many states apart is fine and it works mm-hmm. great. So I really think it's based on your interview with your PA. And please don't be afraid to interview many PAs or many people. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you guys don't work right together.
Hire the first one you interview.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is going to sound really bad, but as a dog mom who rescues, mm-hmm. it's like, don't necessarily adopt the first animal you meet at the pound.
Yeah.
And that's when I volunteered. They said, make sure when you're volunteering, you spend at least 6 months volunteering before you even think about adopting, because you're going to adopt every single one and it may not be a good fit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the first person you interview as a PA may be a great fit, or they may not, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think listen to your gut there. Okay. So on the same kind of topic, where would you suggest an author looking for a PA even starts to find a PA?
That depends. I know we are, once this initial cohort of our classes finish, we will have a page on our website where graduates can have their information. So people will be able to look at groundedchaos.com. Mm-hmm. But some people have PAs that they're willing to share, while others, you know, want to keep them chained in their basements. word of mouth is a really good way to find your PA. Mm-hmm. Beyond. Yeah, and I understand that there are some groups where you can find PAs. I cannot personally testify to how good that works. I've never been in one of those groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and really, really be careful about the hiring process.
I'm just going to assume Angela's referring to the chain them in the basement comment. I feel like this is frowned upon and illegal. I'm sure it is. But as a fellow service provider in this industry, it sometimes feels like our clients are like, no, you're all mine. Nobody else can have you.
Yes.
But no, that does actually speak a lot to, if you find a good PA, you kind of want to hold on to them because they can make a big difference in your career. I mean, like even talking to Erin, she had a couple before she met you. And they were not, there was nothing specifically wrong. They were doing a bad job. They just didn't quite, they didn't want to handle the stuff that she needed to have handled how she needed to have it handled. And that's all it came down to. It's like they got along great. There are no personality conflicts. It's just she needed someone like Rhiannon who was going to sit there and, okay, Aaron, you need to do this. You need to do this. See, that's what I need is somebody like Rhiannon who's going to say, Susie, didn't you say you wanted to, start a Kickstarter?
Yeah. Or
what do you do for that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody that'll say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's half of what I do with Aaron. No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't have time for that.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I think that's one of my biggest issues. Like, oh, sure, I can get, 5 books written this year. I haven't finished one in 7 years almost now, but sure, I can do 5 this year. It's going to happen this year. And Rand be over there going, just get one done. Okay. Just one done.
That's a nice dream, sunshine.
So, yeah, I mean, that kind of brings up a point of, do you need somebody who is going to hold you accountable, or do you need somebody to keep you organized, or do you need somebody to maybe check your emails for you, submit your books to paid newsletter promos like BookBub Featured Deal and all that. And I love how you bring up, what is your level of control? Because for me on certain things, I am highly a control freak when it comes to my books. And that's actually one of the main reasons why I decided to go indie instead of taking the trad route because of my covers. I wanted my covers to be my covers, and I wanted them to go with, you go the trad route, you don't get a say in your covers unless you're, like Stephen King. That seems like a really good question I never would have thought of is to ask myself first, what is my level of control? What can I free up? What am I comfortable giving to somebody else and letting them have control of it? That's a really, really good question. I love it.
Also, I would say it's okay to start slow.
Yeah. And small. So, you make one, hand off one task. Like for me right now, it would probably be the accountability. Hey, hold me accountable. Make sure I'm actually writing every day instead of, oh, look, it's been 2 months and I haven't written a word again.
I have spots open.
I know. We might have to work out a little cover job for accountability. I'm seriously considering that because, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great. All right, so I had more questions, but it's late. We split wood. Mm-hmm. And Rhiannon, it's even later where you're at because it's 7 where I'm at, 7:17, and you're at 9:17, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're in North Carolina. Yeah.
To be fair, this is when I am awake the most.
True. It used to
I
be
am a full night owl.
Yeah. I know there was another really fun question that I wanted to ask you, and now I cannot for the life of me remember what it was. And I don't think I actually asked you before we came on. I was like, dang it. Asked about, oh my gosh, I am so brain dead right now. Sorry, guys. I asked you about, the most common things you see authors needing help with, organization being the top one. Accountability, I would say, being another one. What if somebody wants, just a cheerleader? If they start getting down and out of themselves, is that something you think there will be PAs out there for? Because
that is the accountability part, okay. Because accountability isn't just about saying, hey, did you do this thing?
Yeah.
It's also, hey, you did these things. That is, I gotta censor my language here. That is fantastic. Just imagine some F-bombs in there, I am an effusive cheerleader for my clients, and
that was awesome.
Angela
has a great question here. We're gonna pop it up on the screen. Is there an average amount of time you usually work with an author per week? I'm gonna guess this is highly dependent on the client.
Yes. It depends on the client, their budget, because I try really hard to work with their budget, their needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all know what you wanted to say. Yeah. Yeah. We can guess.
Mm-hmm. So it's dependent on the client, their needs, their budget, and what you're capable of and the time you have to devote to it.
So now here's another question. Since you're definitely more involved in the PA side, I'm not in there at all. What is a reasonable hourly fee for an author to expect to pay a PA. And I know it's going to be based on the PA themselves, you know, how experienced they are, what kind of tasks they cover, but maybe an average or like a ballpark. So if somebody's just starting out, just hiring a PA, because I think a lot of people who are going to be asking this question is like, well, how much are you going to charge, are probably going to be in that group of authors like, well, I don't even know what to expect.
Yeah.
So what can they expect? Generally.
Depending upon the PA, VA, and the level of experience they have, and
or even a baseline amount, as Angela says, and
their values and what they need to make. Mm-hmm. It could be anywhere from $25 an hour to upwards of $100, depending on the PA and how much they're taking on.
Tasks are more than others. Starter fulfillment seems like it would be a very involved task.
Yes, but even for that, my personal rates are $35 an hour. Mm-hmm. And it's not for lack of experience; it's because I want to kind of stay in the range of the affordable. And so that's what my Kickstarter author is paying, is $35 an hour for me to disperse things and fill my office with 13 boxes of books.
That's hardcovers. Not even paperbacks, hardcovers. What is the most unusual task that you have been asked to do? But I'm not, keep it clean, of course. I know we're getting into the midnight hours or the late shows hours, but it is still Wide for the Win. What's something that kind of surprised you an author asked you to do as far as PA work goes, of course?
I don't think I've had any really weird experiences, to be honest.
What's something that you wouldn't have expected an author to ask their PA to do as far as like... Because I know I talked to one PA and she was really surprised that her author actually wanted her to like track sales. Because she always thought, that authors would want to have that, they're doing that, they're knowing what all the... But I mean, yeah, she said her author, she checked her sales reports that this PA sent her like quarterly was it. And I'm going, that's an interesting one. So I was just wondering if you had something that you wouldn't have expected an author to want help with, I guess.
Therapy.
Therapy. That's where I'd get in trouble because I do that a lot for my, loved ones. I'm the free therapist.
I'm
a fiction writer.
And it depends on the level of closeness with, with the particular author.
Tends to be most of the tasks that you get asked to do are pretty expected. So your organization, your accountability, helping just go and do the thing that authors need to do.
And I do a lot of the audiobook processing. Mm-hmm. If somebody finds out that there's a thing I know and they're like, I need to know that thing. They will pay for my time to teach them that thing.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have expected, I don't know why I wouldn't have expected that, but because PAs, especially author PAs, who are, like you're teaching people, you're actually teaching them the industry. So why wouldn't they know something that maybe some authors don't know?
Yes. That's really good. I hung out with Aaron all the blinking time.
Angela says I do need a butt kicker. Yes, me too. A lot of us do, I think. Linda Hill has a good question here. So does your charge depend on what you're doing? Like, what does one job cost more than another? Or is yours just kind of a flat hourly rate?
Mine is a flat hourly rate, but that is because I only take on jobs that I'm willing to do. Okay. If I don't like a particular thing, if it's something I hate doing, you can't pay me enough.
I know that feeling. That's what I tell authors too. It's like the whole writing the trend thing, it's like if you don't like a particular trend, don't try to write it because it's going to be painful.
It is exactly like that. Yes.
So Jess does have a question for you. She just made a mental note to message Rhiannon to see if you're booked up, if she does a Kickstarter, because I do not want to pack and ship that.
Possibly. Yeah. I need to warn you, that is a lot of hours of work. It's expensive.
I figured that into Kickstarter, right?
Yes. Figure it into your Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I know. Let's see. I think I want to say that the last one I did, I ended up spending roughly 50 hours on that one Kickstarter. So
that's a lot.
I was not trying to do that.
Little thumbs up. It's like, yeah, I agree with Bubble like that. Well, that's awesome. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so we've got about 5 minutes. So if anybody watching has any questions, get them in. Because we are trying to keep these shorter than we used to, just so it's more bite-sized and informative. But I've already had a lot of blasts, and I've already learned a lot about PAs, and now I really want one even more than I already did. Just for the accountability. Like, the organization, I think I do okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, all my files are organized. I know where everything's at. It's mostly just doing the thing at this point.
Organization isn't just about your files and the things like that.
Time management.
Yes.
Or in my case, it's even not time management, it's focus management.
Yes. And knowing what you can and can't accomplish in a week. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, the worst enemy of getting things done is stacking all this stuff on your plate, having, you know, eyes that are so much bigger than your stomach. Yes. And then you spend a lot of time super disappointed in yourself because you were only able to finish this much of the plate and there's still so much left.
Yes. So. Shout out to fellow neurodivergents who are squirming inside right now, because I'm like, I do that all the time. And I have learned not to do that, but that's a lot of what got me burned out in the first place. And yeah, it's just, so along those lines, it might be nice, you know, if you're thinking about a PA, to hire somebody, just to have somebody with the experience in the industry to help you prioritize.
Yes.
What projects to tackle, even. Like, oh my God, do I write books 6, 7, and 8 of this series? Do I start a new series? Do I run a Kickstarter? Do I run like a multi-author box set? Do I apply for BookBubs? Yes.
Yeah.
That's always a yes. That one's 5 seconds, 5 minutes tops. Always yes. But like somebody to help with the FOMO, the fear of missing out, and help you prioritize like what's actually going to move the needle for you specifically.
Yes. Not,
I mean, there's so much information out, helping even weed through the information out there, specifically to where you're at in your career, what your priorities are. So I could see that being very useful. And another thing that doesn't necessarily have to be hiring a PA full time or, you know, on retainer, yeah, as they say. But like one off, like, okay, I have all these projects. I need to figure out which ones to prioritize.
Yeah.
That could be something you could hire a PA off for a one shot.
You could hire a PA quarterly to sit with you and essentially body double while you figure out your next quarter's worth of plans.
Of stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that idea. I mean, there's just so many great ideas and ways to use PAs that I'm thinking like, okay, well, it's somebody to help me stay organized. That's great.
Somebody threw away the box over here.
Yeah. We definitely threw away the box. We don't like the box. We like thinking outside it. So we got rid of it.
Yeah.
Tore it up and burned it. But yeah, I mean, when you guys are looking at potentially hiring a PA, definitely consider outside the box. This has been really eye-opening for me, honestly. And it's like, I've chatted with you about this stuff before. Because, you know, like I've talked to Erin too and what she has to do. I'm like, I never would have thought of hiring a PA for some of this stuff that would make my life so much easier. You know, my thinking has always been kind of in the box, right? Yeah. This is great.
But also interview.
Yes. And you know, and that goes for any industry service providers, even if you're hiring a cover designer or an editor. Probably more so the editors and the PA than the cover designers, even so. But like I'm taking on clients, I am super, super picky about who I will actually work with because I need to know that we're going to work well together.
Yes.
And I would assume for a PA that is absolutely most important.
It is.
Even more so than what they can actually help you accomplish is to make sure you can work together.
Yeah. If you can't work together, one of you is going to fire the other.
And
it's not anything against you personally. It's not working for what you're hired for.
All right. We're at the 30-minute mark. One last piece of advice that you would want somebody to know. Like, what is your one piece of advice besides interviews? Because we already just covered that.
That it's okay to say no. And it's okay for your PA to tell you no.
So this isn't
a good idea. And I don't think you should do it at all. And I absolutely am not going to participate. If your PA is a yes person, you're going to run into trouble in the long run.
Mm, that's really good advice. You got to be able to trust each other. So it goes back to that interview, make sure you work. Make sure you can trust each other. Not just you trust your PA. Your PA has got to trust you too. That you're going to actually listen to their advice. Excellent. Okay. One last question here. Angela wants to know really quick if you do children's books.
for what? What exactly do you mean by do children's books? I am unsure.
Can we clarify that? And Lisa had a really good one here in the comments too. And don't feel discouraged when changes have to be made. It's just human nature.
This is why Lisa is my partner because she and I work.
Oh, Angela's asking about my covers. I'll have to get back to you on that. I've never done them before, but I'm curious. I'm curious. We'll put it that way. It just made my little happy sparkles go off like, ooh, that could be fun.
I can connect you with her later.
All right. Well, hey, thanks everybody for joining us. If you're waiting for the podcast, this should be up here, you know, in the next couple of days, as soon as Mark gets off the road from his book tour. And Rianne knows where to find you. Thanks, Angela. All right. You guys have a great rest of your evening, or for those of you down under in Kiwiland or Australia, have a great rest of your day.
Yes.
And we will catch you guys next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Wide for the Win podcast. For links to our Facebook and Circle groups and other helpful Wide publishing resources, go to wideforthewin.com. The music for this podcast, Sax and Rock and Roll, is written and performed by Kevin McLeod and was licensed at incompetech.com.